He came down the stairs and stopped on the landing, which commanded the living room like a stage. He shouted a statement that terrified and bewildered his wife, father, and children. Then he put something in his mouth and swallowed. Chapter 2. Mondorf-les-Bains. The airplane, a little Piper L-4, couldn't budge. Its sole passenger, Hermann Göring, former World War I ace, chief of the once fearsome Luftwaffe, and highest-ranking official of the Third Reich left alive, weighed too much for a safe takeoff. This was an unaccustomed lull for Göring. For weeks he had been in a state of continual movement, uncertainty, and danger. He had evacuated his beloved hunting retreat and party estate, Karrenhall. He had endured forced confinement at Adolf Hitler's order after offering, heroically in his view, to take control of the Nazi government. Soon afterward, Göring learned of Martin Bormann's command to German forces to murder him, and he scrambled away from the custody of the Schutzstaffel, SS. Less than 48 hours before boarding the Piper, on the day before Germany's surrender, May 7, 1945, Göring had sent a letter across the disintegrating line of battle to the